In the meantime, we continue to talk food. And the second part of our food segment today is one we actually hoped to do several weeks ago, but lockdown regulations threw a bit of a spanner in the works. Now that alcohol sales are open again, we can finally talk to you about a wonderful exploration of wine and cheese pairings that is happening at popular Franschhoek vineyard Leopard's Leap. They've been playing around in their kitchen with different combinations because apparently pairing wine with cheese is not as simple as the cheese boards and wine parties of the 70s would have had us believe. Now, we have two of their experts standing by to chat to us about the flavor journey they've been through and share some of their recommendations and talk to us about why certain wines and cheeses go well together and others don't. Renier van Deventer is the winemaker at Leopard's Leap, and Vicky de Beer, a very respected food stylist and cookbook author who is South African, but these days lives in one of the cheesiest places on earth, namely the Netherlands. And it is such a great pleasure to have both of them with us today to talk about this pairing adventure. Vicky, I'm going to start with you. A warm welcome from very far away. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
One might think that wine and cheese go together like basil and tomatoes or strawberries and cream, Vicky, but actually it's not that simple. There are a lot of combinations that don't work well together at all. It really is about making sure you're pairing the right wine with the right cheese. Can you talk to us broadly, before I start tasting anything, about the bigger factors that have to be considered in making these pairings?
Yes, I think, like you said, very classically cheese and wine in the 70s, but if you actually go and try to pair cheese with wine, you run up to quite a few problems regarding texture. Many of the cheeses have a very drying effect on your palate, and many cheeses are very overpowering over wines. So we literally started by first tasting, experiencing the wines and see what flavors work with them. And finding bridge flavors almost that pair well with the wine and that bring the cheese together. You know, they sometimes say that a good pairing brings out the best in both the wine and the food. So that is a secret that I think we came upon with these pairings. So we went for classic wine pairing, you know, classic cheese pairings. But you will see with every single one of these pairings, there's something that makes such a bridges that gap between the two flavors.
Okay, Vicky, as a matter of interest, you're speaking to us from the Netherlands. Did you do this work before you left for the Netherlands, or did you do it across two continents? How did you practically go about creating these pairing menus?
No, I radically returned to South Africa to do some work for my clients there. So I was there in April at Leopard's Leap, and we did the tasting together.
Yes. Okay, thanks for clarifying that. Let me bring Renier in at this point. Renier, welcome to you as well, and thank you so much for joining us today. From what Vicky's told us, a cheese and wine platter, as one famously thinks of, should really have a variety of wines as well as a variety of cheeses. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Pippa, and to the listeners, it's very nice from Leopard's Leap side to be on your show today. Thank you for having us.
It's
absolutely true to have, it was so much fun doing this with Vicky, trying all the different wines and all the different cheese and see what works together.
So I'm going to go through three different pairings while you chat to us about what I'm tasting and why you've put together the different combinations. And we'll speak to both Vicky and Renier about the wine and the cheese in each case. We're going to start with something that's being described as the sort of, what's the word that you use? The uncomplicated, which is the combination of a Shiraz and a Burenkaas. Renier, seeing as you're on the line, tell me first about the wine that I'm tasting with this combination. It's the 2019 Leopard's Leap Shiraz.
Yes, it's the Shiraz. So for Leopard's Leap, Pippa, our main goal is to really craft wines that is very unique in varietal characteristics. So for the Shiraz, it's that typical, beautiful fruit profile that you'll get on the nose combined with that lovely spice profile, nutmegs, and cloves. So I think this was a very good combination, having a slightly stronger Burenkaas with the Shiraz. And I think when you sit with all that lovely flavors there in front of you, you'll definitely pick up the fruitiness in the dish together with the fruitiness of the wine. And then on the palate, I think you're going to experience all that beautiful spices that also comes through together with the spices of the Shiraz.
Well, I have to say, I had a sip of the wine before I had a bite, and then I came back to the wine, and the taste of those two sips were completely different, Renier, having had the fruit and the cheese in the background. It really did bring something special out in the wine. Let me bring Vicky in here to talk about the pairing. Vicky, what is it about Burenkaas particularly that makes it go so well with the Shiraz?
I think it stands up to the wine. It is quite a strong cheese, but not overly strong, you know, overpowering. And what we did here was we made a beautiful fig and berry compote to accentuate the fruity flavors in the wine. And what I always like to do is, you know, when you taste the wine, you can swallow the wine and swirl it around in your mouth, but then you have to blow back through your nose almost. And when you do that with this wine, I picked up quite a nice vanilla undertone, a vanilla oak undertone, which I think was very enhanced for this compote because we added some vanilla to it and it just opened up the wine completely. Mm. Obviously, the cheese, the saltiness of cheese, sweet always, you know, pairs very well with it. It balances the saltiness of the cheese. So the fact that it's a sweet, sweetie compote really just turns it down a bit and just marries it up better with the Shiraz, with the more fruity flavors. Mm. With this also, surprisingly, when I first did it, I first made the blueberry compote with the vanilla, only with the blueberries. But then also when I blow the wine back through my nose, I experienced a bit of a dried fruit character. So then we added the dried figs to the compote, and suddenly it was just a match made in heaven. So it is sort of an elimination process, but also a building block process. So you just keep adding and building onto the flavors until you find that perfect taste combination.
A lot of our listeners will know Burenkaas with cumin seeds in it. Vicky, do you think that variation would also work?
Yes, because then you pick up on all the spices from the Shiraz. Mm. That's so classic again.
Okay, so that was the 2019 Leopard's Leap Shiraz paired with Burenkaas and a beautiful fig and berry compote. Now, the recipes for all the little bits and pieces that I'm tasting on the side are available on the Leopard's Leap website this afternoon for those who'd like to look them up. The second one I'm going to taste is an absolute classic combination, and I say that with utter confidence because I enjoyed it in France when I did a barging trip through the Loire Valley a couple of years ago. It's the combination of a nice crisp Sauvignon Blanc with a goat's cheese. Something we had the privilege of tasting in Sancerre in France. Vicky, what is it about goat's cheese in particular that pairs so well with Sauvignon Blanc?
I think it's a texture thing for me. Goat's cheese, if you eat it just on its own, it can sort of dry out your palate a bit. Although it is not a low-fat cheese. And I think the acidity of the Sauvignon Blanc just breaks down, that drying effect on the palate and makes it almost juicy in your mouth. I find that goat cheese needs some acidity, and the combination of Sauvignon Blanc and goat cheese brings that to the fore. With this specific tasting, we added fresh tropical flavors like Grenadilla and then crisp apple, which also for me is very a textural thing. So for this wine, we want a texture. We even added some pecan nuts right at the end when we were developing this recipe, and that added texture and fattiness really brought all the other flavors to the fore. What I also sometimes think is that, you know, you want to balance. And when you have acidity, you sometimes try to balance it with sweetness. But with this one, we found that the balance came from added acid. So we added some lemon juice right at the end, just a fresh squeeze of lemon juice. And it was an amazing effect on your palate.
That, you know, it's a lovely crisp Granny Smith apple, and the sourness of the granadillas mixed with the sweetness of the fruit is gorgeous, and it really pairs so well with that creamy, very distinctive taste of the goat's cheese. Let me bring Renier in to tell us a little bit more about the wine I'm enjoying with that combination. It's the 2021 Leopard's Leap Sauvignon Blanc. Renier?
Great, Pippa. Thank you so much. Yeah, the Sauvignon Blanc 2021 and the goat's cheese combination was also definitely one of my favorites. I must say I really enjoyed putting this together with Vicky and all of us at the table that day. The Sauvignon Blanc for us is each year such an important variety to work with. It's also one of the main white varieties in South Africa together with Chenin Blanc. And with Sauvignon Blanc is, first of all, the wine needs to jump out of the glass. And I think the 2021 year, with the year we had last year and also the drought before that, 2021 was just one of those revelation sort of years where the wines are absolutely beautiful. And when you pick up that glass there in the studio and you smell the wine, you get all that beautiful characteristics of passion fruit and citrus, and the Granny Smith apple sort of that we use in the dish really just jumps out of the glass. And then on the palate, and it was so good that Vicky mentioned about the nuts, the pecan nuts, they add that texture.
Yeah.
Now, Sauvignon Blanc, for me, when you taste the wine, that acidity almost is the way of the wine adding texture on the palate. And it's so good to have that combination of the nuts with that beautiful texture of the wine complementing each other. And I think every component or every sort of part of this combination is just absolutely beautiful, all the flavors.
Just for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, I'm chatting to Reneer van Deventer, who is a winemaker at Leopard's Leap Family Vineyards, and to cookbook author and very respected food stylist Vicky De Beer. They've been working alongside the Leopard's Leap chef over the last couple of months to develop a wonderful flavor experience of pairing wine and cheese. Chef Christian Visser, also part of this process, and deserves a mention. And all of the recipes that we are discussing of the accompaniments, the little apple and granadilla salad that goes with the Sauvignon Blanc, that beautiful blueberry and fig compote that goes with the Shiraz and Bourancos pairing, as well as the dish up next, which I'll explain in a moment. Those are all available on the Leopard's Leap website. The third thing I'm going to try today is a real gutsy, full-bodied Bordeaux-style wine, Reneer, and it's called the Culinaria Grand Vin. It's the 2019 edition. Before I taste the cheese that goes with us, tell us about the wine that I'm experiencing.
Yeah, so that Culinaria Grand Vin, Papa, is absolutely a baby in the cellar. We have all these beautiful components of a typical Bordeaux-style wine, which normally consists out of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Malbec, Petit Verdot, and Cabernet Franc. So this Bordeaux blend, the 2019 specifically, do have all of it, all of those varieties in the wine, but it is predominantly Cabernet Sauvignon driven. It's also a wine that has spent 16 to 18 months in French oak barrels, about a third which was first full barrel. So you do get that beautiful oak nuances on the nose together with the fruit. I think the palate just shows incredible integration of these Bordeaux varieties coming together with the French oak that was used on the wine. It's a wine, when you look at it, it is deep, it's rich, beautiful purple color, beautiful blueberry fruit on the nose with all that nice spices and cedar oak nuances from the oak. And then on the palate, a nice, rich tannin structure. This is a typical wine, and I think with the pairing, the word mature just comes to mind. If it's matured anything, but with the matured Gouda that we're going to do it with, it just went terrifically with.
I agree. Look, this is an incredibly complex and beautiful wine that, to me, feels like it needs to be enjoyed next to a fire when it's pouring with rain outside. And Vicky, you would serve it with, I'm having an adulterated version. I'm tasting it with the most divine mature Gouda cheese. I know that if you were to have this experience on the farm, you'd get a sort of a cheese toasty on steroids with some caramelized soya onions and a cheese sauce, wouldn't you?
Yes, we are. So we paired an aged Gouda with this because, you know, interestingly, that salt really tones down heavy tannins. So the salty cheese, and it sort of has a caramel character because of the aging, almost like a parmesan. A parmesan would also go very well with it. So I think aged cheeses go with strong wines. And then what we added some in that sauce that goes over the toasty, so like a cheesy, gooey sauce. We added some Dijon mustard, which also brings out a lot of the wine flavors. And then to balance it again, remember I spoke about having a bridge between the salty cheese and the wine. We made caramelized onions, and that just brings the fruitiness to the fore again. But what we found was that we needed some of that fermented umami flavors, which was so prevalent on the beautiful wine. And we added soy sauce to the caramelized onions and made it dark and gooey, and it just brought everything together all at once. So, you know, sometimes it's so surprising when you start cooking and pairing food and wine, what's the deciding factor that brings everything together? And for me, it was soy sauce. And we talk a lot about umami, the fifth flavor on our palate, you know, that comes from fermented foods and fermented things like soya. And this red wine definitely benefited from this umami comparison.
Oh, it is absolutely divine. the cheese and the wine just complement each other so beautifully. And as you said, that deep sort of intensity of flavor in the cheese somehow makes the wine feel smoother. Vicky, in terms of how, if you were to present something like this to guests in your own home, quantities and room temperature versus chilled, etc., something people always worry about. Let's start from the perspective of the cheese itself. If you were to host a cheese and wine pairing, what temperature would you serve the cheese at?
If it's just on a normal cheese platter, room temperature is fine. I think South Africa in summer is very, very hot. So I wouldn't take the cheese out too soon from the fridge.
Yeah.
But cheese like Camembert and your ripe cheeses should be taken out of the fridge very early in the morning if you have a tasting in the evening, because they should be at absolute room temperature to be perfect. You would find that a cheese like a cheddar or even the Gouda or the Brunecast might start sweating a little. I don't know if you've ever seen those droplets of moisture on a cheese that might be unappetizing. So I would keep them a little bit, you know, later in the fridge. But I think room temperature is the main thing, yeah. If I think of, just look at today's tasting, for me, I would have started with the Sauvignon Blanc. Okay. You know, I would have started with the lighter wine and then went heavier and heavier through the tasting, just to help your palate grow from your nice crispy flavors to the more heavier Bordeaux blend. So it's always good to start with white and end with red. If you can choose, and start lighter and go heavier.
Okay. Rainier, what about the temperature of the wine? It's always a contentious thing, particularly in South Africa, where room temperature is a very different thing from room temperature in Europe, isn't it?
No, absolutely. In Fall, where I stay, room temperature can be 45 degrees Celsius. That's almost a cup of coffee. No, but absolutely, more European room temperature for the reds, between 20 to 22 degrees Celsius. But then again, the Sauvignon Blanc, nice and ice cold. You know, that's the thing with Sauvignon Blanc. The colder, the more refreshing. Obviously not icy, freezing cold, because then you suppress a lot of the fruit flavors. So maybe around 12 to 13 degrees Celsius on the whites will be good, just obviously for that nose to lift out of the glass and then still to be quite fresh on the palate.
Rainier, we are going to give away an example of this beautiful tasting to one of our listeners. But before I share those details and let somebody win one, if somebody is listening to this feeling really excited about the wines I've been trying and the pairings we've been experiencing, can they have this experience on the farm?
Yes, absolutely. So please visit our website, go check it out, make a booking with us, and come and enjoy our wines. We also have a lot of other offerings, our lunch offerings. We are there to host each and every one, and we love having guests at our farm.
Well, I've really loved sampling these gorgeous wines and the beautiful pairings you've taken such creative work to put together. Rainier van Deventer, the winemaker at Leopard's Leap, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Pippa, and for having us. It was an absolutely lovely experience.
I feel the same way. And Vicky de Veer, all the way from the Netherlands, thank you for making time for us, and thanks for the creativity that went into creating the beautiful pairings today. It's been wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
So the last thing to do is to tell you how you can win what I have just tried. We have a wonderful hamper from Leopard's Leap to give away today to one of our listeners, which includes a bottle of each of the three wines I've just tasted, as well as the cheeses and side dishes to go with them. And as I mentioned, the recipes for the food items are available on the website leopardsleap.co.za.